But it was all, you know, built well and attached to the house, matched the shingles up and everything. And Miss Casey, she's got a nice little SUV. And like she said, the driveway actually is angled in a way that water just runs straight to the house. So what they did was put a drainage line all the way around the perimeter of that side of the house. It's just a giant ice and water catch at that point. And by redirecting, and they had her gutter actually came right off the house. You're supposed to have 5 to 8 feet before the water hits the ground. You need it, you know, to come out. But it was just running straight about 6 inches from the house and just pooling up. We put that gutter in, routed it towards the back of the house. So now she's going to have all the ice and water diverted. As far as, you know, things you can see, I mean, it's not obstructing much of a view. It's just the side of her house that can be seen. Everything's done, you know, according to what the HOA approved. We submitted drawings back in January. It was approved back then. I touched base with Dave again when we built it. I can't even think of the date we built it, but talked to him again, said make sure we're still good to go, and got it built. And you know, everything's up to code. It's got a 3-12 pitch on it. It's all treated lumber.
So you've built in this neighborhood before, and you've built other structures before, and
yes, sir.
You've pulled permits yourself before?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So where do you normally put the permit after you pull it? You post it?
Post it right up on the front of the project.
Is it a common practice that you ran into where you built something of this size without a permit posted at all?
Well, we actually had the HOA permit. They have a whole application process, an approving process, and then they hand you a permit for the structure. And we had that all in hand, posted up.
So you haven't received a county permit for the previous structures that you've made?
Oh, I always get, well, here's the thing, that you've got the Wilderness RV Club, and then behind it you have a whole other separate entity. It's a different neighborhood. It's got a different name to it. In that back neighborhood, we've always pulled county permits, and that's what we always done. He saw me measuring out there and said, I'm the guy that's going to handle your permit. Said, okay, we're a whole different entity from the county. Said, okay, that's odd, but, you know, that's what he said. I got no problem in pulling a permit, you know. Nancy, I can't remember her last name. We just did a whole wraparound deck, went through the same process, got a 10-foot variance, and, you know, all the work I do, you know, we pull permits. So I assumed that the process we went through with the HOA was the permit pulling process. After you guys came out and did your measurements, took pictures, I believe it was 16 different carports that were actually flagged as not being in accordance to the offset, which tells me 16 different people had things built after being approved by the HOA that wasn't in accordance to the offset. So, Dave's out there telling people they can build this, approving permits. Now you got 16 properties flagged that need to either be moved or taken down or go through this process. Just about half those houses got a carport on the line. You know, they don't build on the road line. You know, it's just on the side-to-side lines. About half of them got one. I just put a roof on one on the Foxhole Lane. It's two roads over. They got the same deal, carport going to the right to the line. It's all approved by Dave.
Just for your sake, mm-hmm. I mean, if you're your own company, I mean, that would make a lot of sense for you to make sure that no matter what project you start, that there's a permit posted before you can swing a hammer.
Right, that's where we got what we did. We got the permit. It says HOA building permit, posted it up front. That's what we were
just
told.
Just saying for future reference, you might make sure you have one that says Taney County on it.
Yeah, from now on, Taney County, City of Hollister, City of Branson, anything. I've learned that the hard way, I guess it is. But, you know, I do everything by the book. I don't I go out of my way very much to make sure we're building up to code, following laws, we're making sure we get the proper R value on insulation, everything. And this is the only time I've ever had, you know, someone complain about something we built. You know, and I make sure when a guy comes up says he handles the permits, you know, I make sure I was on top of everything with him, and he can tell you that.
Okay. Thank you. Do we have anyone else that wants to come up and speak? Hold on, sir. This gentleman here is coming up.
Thank you. My name is Steve Owens, and we're brand new to this tiny town, as we call it. We don't have any axe to grind or anything, and I live directly across from Mrs. Cashman, Miss Cashman. When she got done with the project, I went to the contractor and said, you know what? I've been around these things all my life, and I see a lot of additions built, and you can tell they're additions. You couldn't tell that that hadn't been built with a house. It looks absolutely beautiful. We love the area. We don't like the politics, but, you know, we're going to live through that. I guess one comment I'd make, I understand that there's so many in violation. I hope I'm not one of them, because I wanted to build a 3-foot deck on a little building, and I even went and got a permit. And I was told all you needed was the permit from Wilderness RV Resort. Nothing about any other. Because I've been involved in buildings, I always thought, well, I got to get a permit to do something. For 3 foot, I went ahead and got that permit. So if anybody says they should have got a county permit, well, I think we just changed that rule in our board meeting Saturday that says from now on you have to get a permit from the county and then bring it to the board of directors, and then they'll look at it and approve it that way. Thank you for your time, and it is a great place to live.
Okay, glad to hear that. Sir, you want to come back up?
Comments.
And your name again is?
Richard Carlson, 102 Valley Way. I've lived in the development for 14 years. I have no issues with the structures the way they were built or the application of Gary. I have no issues with that. However, as you gentlemen know, the HOA does not issue building permits, correct? Secondly, if there was a variance of any sort, whether it's 6 inches, 2 feet, 5 feet, 4 feet, doesn't make any difference. My thinking is that if there is a variance required from the quote-unquote 5-foot setback, perhaps there should be a survey required before that variance is addressed. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, ma'am?
My name is Sandra Mack, and I live on the other side of Jim and Barbara. And our property is flat land. We don't have any, like a retaining wall. But The houses out there, when they were built, none of them had carports. It was called the Wilderness RV Resort. They had little cabins. I mean, my house is only 750 square foot. And we have a driveway. And we have a motorhome. But all the houses, they all had motorhomes mostly. I've lived there 4 years. And I do know over the years, a lot of people don't have a motorhome, so they put a carport on. But the houses are all different out there. I mean, there's houses that, our driveway side is really big. And there's houses I've noticed, like where Gary lives, and there's an empty lot, and the next house, I mean, they don't have room for RV. It's like a house and concrete out front with, you know, two cars. So, I mean, they're all different. So you can't really...
So which house is yours? Is yours the second one below?
167 Nature's Way. Where Casey lives, and then on the corner, then Jim, and then I'm on the other side of Jim.
Okay.
167 Nature's Way. But, I mean, they're just all different. And after we moved there 4 years ago, a house across the street caught on fire at 3 o'clock in the morning. I mean, you could, and there was like 5 fire trucks out there. And it almost caught the other houses on fire. It was really bad. The tree caught on fire in the back, and they were trying to get it from spreading to the other houses. And that kind of all had to do with, they had some construction done on the back of their house, and there was cigarette butts out there, and they were smoldering. And the builders were smoking. So, I mean, that's... But, yeah, I mean, it's... I just wanted to say something about it, because they're...
So are you opposed to carports, or you're okay with...
Well, I still feel that there needs to be an easement between houses. I even went and talked to Casey and said something about, you know, even with the retaining wall, I didn't know if it could be done, but if she could have a carport put on her house where, you know, it was braced up, it covered her car, but the posts weren't there, you know, like that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I...
And is your neighbor's carport on your property line,
no.
Dina?
No?
No. There's a setback there?
I know when we first moved there was the people that owned it, they had like a 40-foot motorhome. And it was just, it was really big when you looked out the side of your house. But they moved, and then some other people moved in, and then when they built the carport, and then when they moved, then Jim and Barbara bought that one.
Okay.
But, yeah. But that's fine.
This is the neighbor that's right next door. And I assume this is your house,
yeah.
Correct?
That's
so,
ours.
So here's his carport.
So we're saying there's 10 feet between that vertical, maybe vertical structure there?
No, there's not 10 feet. I can measure on the...
Thank you, ma'am.
Okay.
Thank you. Is there anyone else wanting to speak? Yes, ma'am.
Hi, my name is Nancy Taylor.
7.
And I don't live close to either one. I have no objections to either carport of the two that we're discussing now.
Okay.
And I do know that I have a carport. I had it built since I moved in. I went to the board with what I wanted. It was approved, and they did not tell me I needed a county permit. Now, if the builder, which was a different builder, knew it, I don't know. And I know there was a white piece of paper on the side of my house, but it may have been instructions because he wasn't always there for the guys that were doing the majority of the work. I don't know. I never looked at it. But I do know that, like, Jim's carport, I know positively, is not permitted. What do you do at this point? It's not that anybody was trying to... cause trouble. I don't know what the answer is at this point, but there's a lot of places in there that are probably wrong, and mine may well be included. I do not know. I don't know where the stakes are. I don't know. My neighbors have never complained, you know, that you're on my side or I'm on your side or, you know, you're on my side on either side is what I'm saying.
Okay.
So.
Thank you. Anyone else? Sure. Actually, if you want to come back up, please.
Okay, I just wanted to say, Jim came over and approached me about the situation. I was very upset because I'd never want to cause a problem between neighbors.